100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet, so let's have a weekly challenge where I post the topic, you come up with the story. We got a lot of people sending in stories on the topic of, what was it? Clutch. You can do all sorts of things with that. And people did. The following people. These people. Charlie, Richard, Lizzie, Tom, Serendipity, Jeffrey, Norval Joe, Dwayne, Tura, and Planet Z. Now, if I didn't mention your name, that's okay, it's not too late. It's never too late. All you gotta do is send in your story, and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Oh, but there are over 600 topics. That's okay. I got time. You got time. Have some fun with it. In fact, you don't even need to send it to me. You can send it to some sort of magazine or radio show. Have fun with it. That's all that matters. Oh, well, actually, what does matter? Me playing the stories. Hold on. Let me get the records. And there. Oh, man, I need to get a better needle. Well, here. We'll go with this.
I was called into the manager's office a few minutes before the end of the workday. When I entered the office, she gestured for me to take the chair in front of her desk. I heard a heavy click behind me as I sat down. Miss Doobie smiled, and handed me a thick folder. It was filled with pornography. A few seconds passed and Miss Doobie smiled and suddenly sprung over her desk and made a clutch at my manhood. She stood, raising her skirt, and pulling down her panties. It was the largest schwanz I had ever seen.
Tura Brazoinu here, with a story on the subject, clutch. They don't make cars like they used to, said the Morris Minor enthusiast. They're unfine if you take the effort to do things right. You don't need synchromesh if you learn proper double D-clutching. All these old cars have starting handles. How else will you get started when the battery goes flat? Take it apart regularly, and you'll never have a problem you can't fix on the road. Cars these days run 10,000 miles without a tune-up. What's the point of that? Yes, I thought. They don't make cars like they used to. And a good thing, too.
Hey, Dwayne here, with another 100-word story. And now, clutch. It's Christmas again and time to see the family. Walking up to the door, I'm in the clutches of a panic attack, like I'm 5 years old in the barber chair and no idea what is about to happen. My aunt is at the door to cover my face in smooches and leave half her makeup on my cheeks. Grandpa strolls by doing a round of, "Got your nose!" Then Grandma yells, "Eat!" And we attack the dining room. Family comes together during the feast. Afterward, we lay around as Grandpa talks about last year's garden. Good Christmas.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of the YA Books podcast. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 608 with the prompt of clutch. Just as a follow-up for last week, Dwayne, I got all of your references and add to them Laura Petri and the Flying Nun. When everyone else was hanging Farrah Fawcett on their walls, I went for Linda Ronstadt with the Purple Orchid. I still remember those eyes. As a note, I went to Star Wars tonight. I saw it in IMAX 3D. I haven't decided if I like the story yet, but the movie was freaking incredible. Anyway, here's my story. A few years ago, my daughter had me watch a bizarre cartoon called Annoying Orange. In my opinion, The over-the-top humor mostly relied on facial gags to make them funny. But that wasn't hard to do, as each of the fruit in the cartoon had a human mouth and eyes to give them expression. This seemed like a new thing for my daughter. For me, it brought back memories from the 1960s of the Clutch Cargo cartoons. They had limited quality animation and superimposed human mouths. They weren't supposed to be scary, but they sure freaked me out. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Good morning. Once again, it's Jeffrey Fisher, and once again, I have a story for the weekly challenge for week 608 on the topic of clutch. The title of the story is called The Not-So-Mighty Casey. Mudville was disappointed when that bum Casey struck out to end the big game. Even a lousy grounder to the outfield would have tied the game. Those in the know weren't surprised, though. They knew Casey wasn't a clutch hitter. His heroics were largely limited to late-game blowouts. Opposing pitchers, wanting to go home, threw it down the middle, and Casey's home run total ballooned, though he didn't hit for average. But when the game was on the line on Casey was unimpressive. A 202 average and around 5 homers a year. Almost everything else was a strikeout. Mudville may have been disappointed that day, but the professional gamblers made out like bandits betting against him. In clutch situations, Casey was as close as they had to a sure thing. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I carry a small clutch bag with me everywhere. It contains the essentials you'd expect. Makeup, phone, tissues, nail file, lock knife, piano wire garrote, and cyanide pills. Well, maybe not that expected. I don't suppose everyone carries razor blades with them, expressly for the purpose of inflicting physical harm to others. But each to their own. The way I see it is that it's always worth being prepared for any eventuality. And keeping everything close to hand makes perfect sense. Besides, after the deed is done, the last person they'll suspect is the girl with the dainty clutch bag.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I've got updates. Story average 15.63. Story total over 9,500. On the downside to 10,000 stories. Movement. Twain moves into the 63rd place, tied with Brad and founding author B. Charlie is a mere story from passing Steve, the nuclear man, to become the 13th monkey. But the story of note this week is Richard, inching ahead of Uber author Phil to become the fourth monkey with an amazing 509 stories. All hail Richard. And I've got three stories tonight. The first, that and a Redwood bumper. Gail is an aficionado of the standard transmission. It is an effect of being a child of the 60s. The deep-seated fear one would need to add an element of manual interaction to turn over the engine in a VW microbus. I wonder if the youth of today would understand the term popping the clutch. No matter. So, a Subaru has a clutch. Over the years, I've become pretty damn good at counting to four, which is on the floor. Oddly, given the slope of our driveway, the only way to pop the clutch isn't remotely practical. And story two, ain't Disney. Long March to Cheap Kitties Animation produced one of the truly bizarre sandwich cartoons, a second-string work that piggybacked on the show that was named after the main attraction, Huckleberry Hound or The King and Odie. Clutch Cargo used an inordinate number of still images held while its lantern jaw hero delivered his lines. Now the weird thing going on here is an area of the cartoon face had a human mouth interposed on the face. All the characters had a pair of moving lips. Crosscutting gave the illusion of a two-shot, and a scissors kick run way lame. And last story, coming out. Merrily Demi Waterhouse clutched her tiny purse at the cotillion. Her best friend, Betty Ann Bannister, holding the exact same pose and nearly identical bag, chuckled lightly. "What?" inquired Marlene. The depth of redundancy is palpable. The whole cherry blossom theme? No, we are clutching clutches. Not to be outdone, Marlene returned. "I, for one, am the consummate clutch competitor. And I, for one, am not beyond double clutching to leave this cluster of debutantes in the dust." With that, both women jumped up in the air and slapped palms in midair. Eyes and heads turned. They didn't give a fuck. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hi, everyone. Lizzie here. Hope you had a great week. And here's my story. He clutched the key in his hand and leaned quietly against the wall. The room was packed, and everyone waited for the announcement on the radio. "And the winner is..." A general murmur of disappointment swept through the room. "But our town won," someone said. People shook their heads. Then they looked at him. "Yes, we did win, and I have the key." He waved for them to follow him. The key opened the trunk with the prize. The prize was split evenly between all the families. The organization is still wondering today what happened to the prize. Ah, sneaky. Okay, I hope you have a great week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Good morning, everyone. Richard here, and I've one story this week on the topic of clutch, and it's called Professional Concern. I watched him in silence from my hiding place. Don't take me for a stalker or anything like that. Call it more a case of professional concern for the welfare of one of my most important patients. I could tell he was in a bad way. He was breathing heavily, hardly surprising for somebody so grossly obese who simply refused to slow down, even at his advanced age. "Just stop eating all that crap," I constantly warn him. Suddenly, he gasped. I saw him clutch his chest. All that sherry and those mince pies had finally taken their inevitable toll. That's me done. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
When it comes to easy money, drug testing isn't really all that easy. Drug trials can be a trial, especially when it's something serious like cancer or heart attacks. Half the subjects clutch their chests and die horrible deaths. The rest don't even have the time to clutch their chest before they die. I worked hard on the new medication. and the test results were the same. Everybody died. But instead of half the test subjects clutching their chests, everyone got a peaceful look on their face and died happily. The company set it off for government approval.
Word stories. And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of clutch. Yay! Thank you everyone for being a part of this the whole year. I know some of you are new. Some of you have kind of given up on it. Hey, if I could give up on it, I still wouldn't, because I'm not dead yet. Ha ha! All right. The next topic is, what do you want for Christmas? Yeah, duh. I mean, it's almost, what do I want? I don't know. Not really anything. I mean, I haven't really even gotten anything for Hanukkah. I don't get really anything. I don't want anything. I don't need anything except to keep doing this. I'll post up a photo of this snap light, or snap tight, the black diamond, because I'm going to get a little miniature pirate figurine, and it's going to be George the Pirate on the ship. You know, because it's George. Thank you all for being a part of this. You can go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for more stories, the next topic, every upcoming topic, feeling guilty about, oh my god, I should be doing it this week, all that stuff. And thank you all for being a part of this once again, and as always, keep it brief.